Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, San Diego? Welcome in to Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello Idol again, although he got to watch Our Lady Aztecs put it on the Kansas State. What are they?
The Wildcats.
Wildcats.
Yeah.
This team that was in the NCAA tournament last year. Sweet 16, if I'm not mistaken. Aztecs take them down. Relatively easy, too. So Chris Ello will be back with us tomorrow for the short show, of course. And Mr. Scraby, how are you, my friend?
I'm all over the place today.
Yeah, there's a lot happening. Just as we walked in, Michigan fires Sharon Moore. We'll get to due to violation of university policy. We'll get into that a little bit. The hot stove is heating up.
You had to say that, right?
It's heating up.
We haven't said that yet this hot stove season, so no. We got our quota in.
It was due. Pete Alonso said it yesterday. I was confused as we talked to Matt Snyder. I was confused why this man was not getting paid. He was probably considered, by most accounts, he was considered the second best slugger behind Kyle Schwarber. Baltimore Orioles said, here, hold my beer. We're going to pay you a little bit more than Kyle Schwarber. 155 over 5 years. He is now a Baltimore. He is one of the rare birds that Scott Boras pointed out yesterday. Pete Alonso to the Orioles.
Is Schwarber a Boras guy? I'm looking it up right now.
It's a good question.
Because it's like, did Boras say, hey, we need to make more than Kyle?
I don't think he is a Boras guy. But you certainly know Alonso.
Oh, he's a Boras guy.
He definitely felt good when it's...
Is Excel Sports Management, is that Boras?
That's not Boras. Boras is Boras Corp. So,
oh, you're right. Yeah, it is Boras Corp.
Yeah. So, how about that? I don't know if it's a surprise. He doesn't have to move too far.
No.
The Orioles now have made some splash signings. Ryan Helsley, they signed him to a 2-year, $28 million deal. And I'm sorry, Frank. Frank, for those who were listening before our show,
yeah,
listen to Frank come on and scream his lungs out before heading. They're headed to the Navy game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, tonight. That's news to us, yeah. But good for them.
Good for them to get to travel. But he's going to be traveling sad because his first baseman is no longer a Met. He's an Oriole, and it keeps coming. That's heard from A.J. Preller. You guys will get a chance to hear from him today. I would say some newsworthy statements is as close as a sure thing in his statement as AJ Preller will ever give you.
Yeah,
so,
true.
We'll get to that in a little bit. But what do you think of this Michigan fire? I mean, they're still collecting information. Apparently, he was fired for violating university policy. It sounds like I saw the word. Not concrete, pretty good evidence that he was having a relationship with someone on the staff. I'm not sure what his marital status is, but apparently that is against policy regardless. And so he is no longer the head football coach of the Michigan Wolverines.
Oh, gosh. For some reason, I thought Notre Dame, and I was like, man, this is a really bad week for Notre Dame. But no, yeah.
Similar colors, but not quite
the
same.
Yeah, I definitely think this is, I don't want to talk about it or I don't want to like give a hardcore opinion on it because I don't know what it is. But if it's against the rules, it's against the rules. There's been one place in my life where they told me you're not allowed to date anyone who works here unless you disclose it to us. And so if I was told that in my hiring in a small part-time job, then I'm assuming that he knew what the rules were.
Credible. Since following university investigation, credible evidence was found that Coach Moore engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. The statement reads, this conduct constitutes a clear violation of university policy, and UM maintains zero tolerance for such behavior. So,
I do love the interim coach. His name.
Biff Poggy?
Biff Poggy. That is a name. I just love anyone named Biff. I've never actually met a Biff in my life.
Only on, what is that, Back to the Future?
Yeah, Back to the Future is the only Biff thing. I know. But Biff Poggy's got it all.
Shout out to Biff, man. He gets one of the most sought-after jobs in the country. Man, this is, regardless of what wrong, if there was any like actual wrongdoing, it was against the policy.
Yeah.
And boy, that's a fumble.
No pun intended.
I mean, pun intended. I mean, you had one of the, the job fell into your lap.
It did.
When Jim was, I don't know whether he took the job, but it sounded like he was going to be suspended.
Yeah.
You got a chance to kind of audition without like completely having a job because he was suspended, and you fumbled the bag, man.
I don't get these people, and I'm going to speak generally because we don't know his full situation, but I don't get these people who have these great jobs and have these nice lives to us, and they just throw it away. I don't know.
It just seems like people are just playing, like comfortable playing Russian roulette.
Yeah, oh man, Sharon Moore does have a wife and
that's a problem.
Two kids.
It's a big problem.
Yeah, two daughters, Shiloh and Soleil, but yeah, that's unfortunate. So
there it is. that's what it is.
It's always a staffer, obviously, because you spend a lot of time together, but I would start hiring other staffers, male staffers or something.
No, you can't do that, man. You gotta display your diversity. You just gotta avoid the temptation, my man.
Oh, I can do that. I've worked, you know, Tony, you and I have worked in professional settings for a very long time.
Yeah, man.
I have never thought about getting fired for inappropriate behavior with a staffer.
Sorry, not worth it.
It's not worth it.
It's just not worth it.
It's not at all.
Aside from that, not a whole lot going on in today's day of sports. Not like yesterday where it seemed like news was just falling at our feet. But just kind of going back to the Padres, kind of the winter meetings is kind of, you know, ending at this point. I know Sam Levitt, the great, is on his way back.
Doesn't care about our show.
No. He got his work done early on his way back, as I'm sure everybody else is. Just kind of going off something I saw in the article. The Padres are expected to hire coaching staff, Bob Henley, former national, a little more national flavor here. Ryan Goins, who was, what staff was Ryan on last year? Oh, he was on the Angels staff. I talked to him when he was here. Sounds like he's going to be in. And Kevin Plawecki, he was a Padre for a little bit.
Okay, why does that name sound so familiar?
He was a Padre for a little bit. He's had some big league time. He's been in our organization. They'll be part of the revamped staff under Craig Stanman, according to The Athletic's Dennis Lynn. Henley will coach third base. I believe he did that for the Nationals when I was there. Goins will be the infield coach. And Plawecki will move from being a minor league catching instructor for the Padres to a new role as the big league catching coach. First base coach Dave Macias will return. And Nick Punto will also return for the second year on the Padres staff in a different role, it sounds like, than he was last year. But sounds like Craig Stamm is starting to put together his staff that is going to help him kind of blossom in his first year as manager.
I can't predict anything.
No,
and
you can't.
It's not like I could be like, oh man, those are terrible hires because I have no idea.
I'm glad you acknowledge that.
Yeah, I've come a long way, Tony. I have no idea, but it's nice to see that Craig Stammen's getting his staff together. But
Ryan, I can give you some background on Ryan Goins. Really good infielder when he played yeah. for the Blue Jays for quite some time.
Yeah.
As I said, he was on Wash's staff last year, and I think he's going to fit in to this with these veterans. One of the things I know I talked to him about last year, he had a relatively young squad, and he was trying to figure out ways to have to, you know, to reach him without, you know, it's different era and player. You know, they don't take as much direct crit, so you got to kind of finesse how you talk to him. And he was, you know, kind of trying to figure that out at the time. I think he's going to have a much easier time with these veterans, and a lot of them played against him, so they'll know him pretty well.
I like that they have guys that are just out of playing,
yeah.
instead of being out of playing for a long time or never played at the major league level. I think that's valuable.
Yeah, that's why Nick Puto was so well liked. I think that's why Stam is going to be so well liked. So yeah, Kevin Plawecki was in the organization, catching guy. He'll be down on the field working with the catchers. He's got some pretty good base to work with. All right, let's get to break. On the other side, AJ Preller.
Mm-hmm.
Who is probably the best I've been around in terms of saying something without saying nothing.
Correct.
Said something. You're going to have to stay tuned to find out what that was. Morquin and Chris.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2:16 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Chris Ello Idol, and boy, we're not going to get to it on air because we don't know if it's true, but you know there's a bunch of, what do you call those, board, you know, what is it when people get on the computer and they're like gossiping in different chat boards or something like that, right? There's one circulating in Michigan, and it's
sorry.
If this is indeed true, and like I said, we won't.
Yeah, it's like a Reddit post, yeah. But
if it is indeed true,
it's all bad. But again, that was just something made a comment made on a chat, so we're not saying there's any truth.
No, not saying any truth, but yeah, somebody who's. Feels like they're pretty tapped into to the university.
Yeah.
We'll wait to see how that story develops. Now, in terms of Mr. AJ Preller being the best at saying a lot without saying anything, said something for real this time. And it had to do with Fernando Tatis Jr.
I have to set it up a little bit because it's a long conversation and AJ is asked about untouchable players off limits. He gives a 90-second AJ Preller answer,
but then gets to the
and then no, and then someone goes, "But is he untouchable?" like at the end, and
then someone sounds like they were hip to the talking that AJ does.
Yeah, you want to hear it? Here we go.
The production leadership piece for our team next year.
So is he untouchable?
Dennis said he doesn't like that term, so. But he's somebody that we're not talking about. So however you want to view that,
if you want to say that's untouchable, you can say that. So he said someone we're not talking about.
Yep,
that's as close as you're gonna get, buddy.
That's as close as you're gonna get, and that's fine. I can take this and run with it.
He definitely made a point because he said he blamed it on Dennis. He said Dennis doesn't like that word.
He did say that.
He doesn't like untouchable. However, we're not talking about him.
Yeah, which, again, to me, opens up a much larger question of where are these AC reports coming from?
Are you referring to the blockbuster that's being, you know, reportedly worked on? Is that what you're referring
to? Yes, and AC has reported multiple times now that this is there is legs to this.
Let's explore this. Kevin is really good at his job, and he's I don't know him to have ever been wrong, at least in my time here. So I take him at his word. I believe that there's a blockbuster in the works. I ask you, how can the Padres create a blockbuster?
How can they create a blockbuster?
What pieces have to be involved for there to be a blockbuster? Is it blockbuster in terms of just a lot of players? Or is it blockbuster because of the type of player involved?
It's the type of player involved. Because when I hear blockbuster...
That's what your interpretation of it is.
Yes, I'm thinking of...
Because I feel like I've read articles where there's been like nine player blockbuster deal.
Yeah, that's not blockbuster to me. Blockbuster is...
Dylan Cease, the talent involved
and who you're giving up, and are these multiple stars moving to different teams?
Okay, so let's explore that. By your account, blockbuster is the talent involved. On the Padres roster, who is of that ilk? Who has that kind of talent that would constitute a blockbuster?
I would say the guy that's untouchable, Fernando Tatis Jr.
They're not talking about him, so he's not on.
So he's out.
He's out.
I would say Jackson Merrill's in that conversation based upon his age and what he's done so far. I would say, I mean, Manny Machado has to be a part of that conversation. I would put Xander in there, but no one's going to take his contract, so I can't even put him in there.
Why is nobody taking his contract?
Because he's making $25 million until he's like 90 years old.
What's wrong with him making $25
million? He's not producing for it.
So he's not producing for it. Okay, so...
Oh, I see. You just trapped me.
So, according to you, his talent is not good enough to constitute a blockbuster.
I think his talent is good enough, but it will never, his contract will never be moved. So, I'm not even considering him.
But Manny's can be.
Manny's can be because Manny can still produce.
So, again, you're saying that Xander's talent at this point does not constitute a blockbuster.
Correct. Okay. I wouldn't say that was a blockbuster.
So, you're saying Manny, you're saying Jackson, you're saying
Mason Miller.
Mason Miller.
Jason Adam. Jeremiah Estrada. Adrian Morejon.
You think they all constitute what can be a blockbuster?
Yes. Jason Adam said fair. He'll be back and ready to go for spring training.
All right. Now let's parse this even more. You mentioned Adams, Morejon, Estrada, Mason.
Yes.
Can relievers really constitute... Do you have to do multiple in order for it to be a blockbuster?
Multiple relievers? Probably, yeah.
Mason Miller do it alone? Is he the type of piece that can constitute a blockbuster by himself?
Would you consider his trade to the Padres a blockbuster? Number one prospect in the system for their closer? That it was highly sought after.
It wasn't just a couple guys, it was Leo Dallas DeVries.
I've already forgotten his name because he's not here anymore.
Right.
I think that Mason Miller, I don't know that he alone can get enough back for the Padres to make it worth trading him. I mean, how much do you think contracts are looked at in these trades?
I think they're
always,
I think they're always looking
because Mason Miller's contract is amazing. I think he's not even to arbitration yet. He's pre-arb. So they got like 4 or 5 years of him, and or 2029, I believe, is when he is signed through. But Nick Pivetta, we didn't say that. Nick Pivetta's name has been out there a lot.
Make, what, 19 this year?
19, yeah. Yeah. I don't see a blockbuster out there for the Padres. I'm not going to put it past AJ Preller, but I don't see it right in front of me.
It's hard to, I'll say this, it's hard to envision a blockbuster without including some of the names that I know nobody wants to include.
Do not touch Jackson Merrill. Do not touch Fernando. Do not touch Manny.
Well, they're not. Fernando, we know
don't
that.
Touch Joe Musgrove.
We know Joe. We know Fernando, based on what AJ just said, not being talked about.
Yeah.
So if indeed there is a blockbuster.
Oh, Jake Cronenworth.
If there is indeed a blockbuster in the works that doesn't include Toddy.
Who does it include?
Yeah. That's the part that makes it hard for me to see it. But again, this is AJ we're talking about. So
I would say that
oftentimes when we're looking out over here, he comes from somewhere behind us.
Oh, totally. I buy into that. Yeah, every move that he makes, you just never see coming. But I would think out of all the names we just said, the one player who's going to fetch most.
You know who it is.
Jackson.
I cannot see them signing him.
I can't see them signing him to a long deal and have him be a Padre for life and then trade him the next year.
I mean, listen, that was also before a sell was in the cards.
This whole
I think he's the one that gets you the most. I can't foresee a situation in which they move him. No, this is why it makes it hard for me to understand a blockbuster that's in the works.
Yeah, it's hard for me to understand that too, but the blockbuster when, you know, it could be a bunch of prospects. I said this last night.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it can be...
To acquire someone else. Like, how they did it with Drew, or how they got Dylan Cease. They traded with the Yankees, got Drew Thorpe. He was a big part of the Dylan Cease trade. And so AJ flipped some prospects for Dylan Cease.
Right, but at this point, the class that was just drafted haven't really had a chance to play and... become prospects the way
so you don't know yet.
So you don't know. And so, yeah, I'm as intrigued as everybody else is as it pertains to this blockbuster that it seemingly is being worked on right now.
What about this one from Jeff?
Let me hear it.
Could be Sheets and a relief pitcher for a solid number three starter.
Yeah, could be, but that's not a blockbuster.
That's not a blockbuster.
That doesn't reach the level of a blockbuster. I mean, that certainly could be a move that is beneficial to the Padres.
Now, if you
decide to do that,
Tarek Skubal's on the board. I think he's going to be moved. They're talking way too much about trading him. If the Padres wanted Tarek Skubal and they gave up Jackson Merrill, number one prospect, and Jake Cronenworth for Tarek Skubal, you doing it?
I hate these stupid.
I'm not doing it.
Give it to me again.
You got Jackson Merrill, top three prospect in the Padres system. I don't know who.
I was about to say, who is that?
I'm just putting him in there.
Okay.
And then Jake Cronenworth.
Damn.
Did I say Jake earlier?
You said that's
I'm
a
sorry.
Lot, though. You give it up Jackson.
No, okay.
The top two prospects and Jake Cronenworth?
Let me start this over.
That's like 4-for-1.
Okay, what about Jackson and a top three prospect? And because it's Tarek Skubal, you got to give him like David Morgan.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm not either. 3-for-1 doesn't interest me right now, especially with the guy who's coming into the last year of his arbitration contracts. So he's going to be a free agent next year.
I'd rather not give Jackson up, period. But
me too.
This is Major League Baseball.
The baseball.
So, you know, you never can really 100% say never.
See, you're not going to actually have to. Since we're using Tarek Skubal as the example, because of his expiring contract, I maybe used the wrong guy, but because of his expiring contract, he's not going to. The return doesn't need to be as much, but the Tigers aren't going to take anything less than winning that trade. Call up AJ, ask him what he's thinking right now, and then relay it to us on the other side.
I pass on that. Let's get to break. On the other side, Aztecs in action tonight. Lamar Cardinals?
Cardinals, yes.
I remembered that from yesterday.
Nice job. Nice job.
Mark Ziegler will join us next. Talk a little Aztec basketball on the other side. We're going to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris. 2:34 on the clock. I don't understand it. How does Pete Alonso's reported deal with the Orioles impact Juan Soto? He won't have
in the lineup
hitting behind him anymore. Know that. And if he was complaining about not hitting behind Aaron Judge earlier in the year, you're really about to go through it not without Pete Alonso in there. Now, you're going to be hitting behind Lindor, so you got someone in front. But you probably ain't going to see as much to hit this coming year.
Who you got behind him, like Mark Vientos?
At this point. Do they sign somebody else? I did. It made me happy to see that the Mets are heavily pursuing one of the main suitors in the Robert Suarez sweepstakes. And the way they wrote that was like there was multiple teams in on that kind of sweepstakes. So we'll see how it plays out.
It makes sense because Edwin Diaz got his feelings hurt and went to the Dodgers because the Mets apparently
they brought in Devin Williams.
Yeah, they didn't tell him beforehand, which I do understand is a nice thing.
A little bit, but enough to be like, I'm out.
Yeah, like I'm so mad now, I'm going across the coast.
Let's keep it a buck.
Across the country.
You'd sign with the Dodgers because they made you the highest AAV of any reliever. Let's keep it real, dog.
And also,
you could play they brought Williams in and didn't ask me or didn't tell me. Okay. But you also got paid a boatload of money. That's why.
And you're on a really good team in a city that is one of the better cities, not to me, but to some.
Glad you checked yourself.
Yeah, not
there,
to
buddy.
Me, but some. Definitely one of the some. Better
not to me, though. Not to me, but.
No, I mean, have you ever been to Chavez Ravine? It's a horrible place.
That's just
sometimes.
A stadium. It's not a city.
Los Angeles, I should say.
You didn't say that. You said Chavez Ravine.
You're right. I'm just misspeaking all over the place. I try to make a blockbuster trade, and I give out the one guy that I shouldn't have given out, Tarek Skubal, because he has the most complicated trade.
At least your mic is on today. No. You turned it on to sound crazy. So
thanks, Tony.
You're winning elsewhere. Mark Ziegler will join us here shortly. Aztecs in action here tonight. They take on 5-3 Lamar. The Cardinals, if you will. Aztecs coming off a win against Utah Valley. They looked pretty good. I think they won by 11. They won by 11 in that game, 77-66, something like that.
Yep.
I got to take my son to that game. We got to sit courtside for the first time in our life. It's pretty sweet.
Whoa.
I definitely was on my toes, like ready to like pull him and I out the way if a ball, somebody had to come diving over. Because the last thing I want to end up is like on my back looking up with my feet in the air because I just got trucked by one of the hoopers.
Farrell Compton.
Yeah, by going for the ball. Like, I don't need that.
Yeah, that would be a little scary, but I would enjoy seeing all the videos of
I'm
you.
I'm sure
like,
you would.
You see, like a bug
wanna...
on your back.
I don't want to go out like that. So,
oh, I don't want you to go out like that
so
either.
I'm glad that we exited the building, exited Viejas well. Are you calling him now, or are you telling me you have him?
I'm calling him
okay.
right now.
All right, so Scraby's going to get Mark on the phone. We're going to talk some Aztec basketball here shortly. Looking to kind of finish up their pre-conference schedule here with some strength as they take on Lamar. Mark Ziegler joins us here, Union Tribune. Mark, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. So no Chris today? Is he just too busy backing his car into a spot?
Oh, yeah. Tony, when you were here last time, Mark Ziegler, he's on our side. He does not like Chris and
I was
side.
Here. Yeah, yeah, no. I
oh,
remember,
you were here?
Yes, I remember
oh, never
him
mind.
Telling you this.
Never mind.
Chris has actually just finished the women taking on Kansas State, so he'll be back tomorrow. I'll make sure I pass along your love when he gets back. Mark, Aztecs in action today, coming off a win against Utah Valley. I would say it was a better showing for the Aztecs in that game. How are they looking to kind of build off of their last performance here against Lamar?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a little bit of an improvement. And Utah Valley is not a bad team. I mean, that's a team that, you know, very likely could end up in the NCAA tournament and maybe do some damage. They've got some veteran guys, and they're pretty tough and have some skill and. You know, won 25 games last year. So that was a decent win there. You know, the hardest thing for them right now is just the way the schedule has just fallen. They have all these long breaks. I mean, they had 9 days before they played Troy. Then they had 6 before they went to Vegas. Then they had a week before they played Utah Valley. They have another week now before they play Lamar. They have another week off before they play Air Force. And then they get into a little bit more of a rhythm, but that's the key word. I don't think they've been able to get in any kind of rhythm. It's just been practice, 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 practice. And then you get into a game, you're a little rusty, and then boom, you're back at practice. So I don't know if all these practices where they've been trying to change some stuff and emphasize some defensive principles, all that stuff we're really going to see until maybe they start to play games twice a week and get into a rhythm. But they're definitely trending in the right direction, but it's kind of a fragile trending. I mean, you never know with this team right now.
You wrote a great article on freshman Tay Simmons, who was big in that game against Utah Valley. Came in, his energy was really unmatched that whole game, and he ended up starting the second half, played well, grabs a bunch of rebounds. I remember you saying, I think maybe the first time we had you on before the season started, and you were talking about kind of the motor and the physicality in which he played. And I hadn't seen him yet. So when I saw him on the floor, I was thinking to myself, he's a little smaller than what it sounded like you were describing him as. But then as you watched him play, it all started to make sense.
Yeah, he's been a really, I don't want to say a surprise, because that's why they recruited him. And it was funny because last year when they were, you know, he had committed pretty early. And so as they got into the season, and they struggled to rebound the ball, I mean, the coaches kind of privately said, you know, our best rebounder is in high school right now. And it's Tay Simmons. He goes, I don't know what it says about the guys we have right now because they're struggling on the boards. He goes, but Tay's pretty darn good. And he told them, and I said that in the article, when they talked to him about rebounding, man, we need a rebounder. He just said, coach, that's not going to be a problem. I will go get rebounds. That's what I do. And so, he's proven it. I mean, he really hasn't played very many minutes, and he's leading them in a bunch of metric categories. And you saw he played 15 minutes the other night, and kind of saved them in a way, because Reese Waters wasn't playing very well. You know, Miles Bird had 2 IVs before the game, and it really wasn't doing anything. Magoon was not doing anything. And so, you know, they needed, you use the best word, energy. They needed it desperately, and he gave it to them.
Mark Ziegler joins us here. San Diego Union Tribune covers our Aztecs. And Mark, you know, Magoon Gwaf comes back. He misses a bunch of time. I know he was dealing with a little bit of a flu in the last game, but just watching him on the floor, although physically he might be ready, it just seems like he doesn't quite trust it yet in terms of
moving the way we saw him move last year. And we had Coach Babertelli on just kind of talking about how it's going to take some time before he has that full trust in the knee and being able to be explosive. It just seemed like he was a half a second late in his reaction to wanting to get to things. And I'm sure that has to do with maybe the mental hurdle of getting over the knee being healthy.
Yeah, there was a play in the first half where there was a loose ball.
Yeah, yeah.
And Reese Waters dove on it, but it was between Reese and Magoon. And I remember last year I sat next to a scout at the San Jose State game, and he was impressed with Magoon because he could shoot it and he was big and he could move and he could handle the ball. But what really impressed him was there was a ball on the floor, and Magoon wasn't even the closest guy to it, and he dove headlong for it at the sideline, like the ball was going to go out of bounds. He still dove for it and like kept it in bounds and tipped it. And the guy turned to me, he goes, "Wow, that's impressive to see a big guy get on the floor like that." Yeah. Well, here's another loose ball, and he just bent over to pick it up.
Yeah.
And that told me everything. It told me that, again, yeah, like you just said, he didn't trust it. And I just don't know if there's any solution other than time. And again, they're only playing one game a week right now. I mean, he needs to play, you know, 3 games in 3 days is too much. He needs one every 3 days. And I mean, you tell me, you know, I don't know what the worst injury of your career was, but if you had a layoff, what's it like to come, you know, it's one thing just to come back, but to come back at an elite level, what goes into that and how long does it take?
I think the injury I can compare to his was a hamstring, and you, it's even probably worse because it's a muscle injury. So you feel a lot of times that you can go, but when it turned time to turn it up at that type of level, your body needs to be in tip top shape or you're just not going to be right. So it's in that particular injury, it's a matter of gauging how far you can go without setting yourself back. And when you first start off doing it, it's a tough game. You don't really know what your limitations are and how much you kind of have to kind of go through it. And I'm sure that's a little bit what Magoon Gwath is going through right now. Now, on the flip side, there was the bright spot. We mentioned Tay Simmons. I mean, the other freshman for the Aztecs continues to play really well at that point guard position. I'm blown away with his poise at that guard position. Even in his first start against Utah Valley there, he just seems so poised.
Yeah, and, you know, Brian Dutch said something really interesting after the game. He said, look, he's a point guard, and he has to be able to make decisions, right? He's coming off the ball screens. He has to decide, do I want to refuse it? Do I want to, you know, get in the middle of the pocket? Do I want to make the pass right away? Do I want to pull up and shoot? Do I want to look to the opposite corner at the guy lifting? There's all these things going on at once as soon as you trigger the ball screen. And he goes, you know, we can show him stuff on film, but he goes, as a point guard, it's the hardest spot on the floor because it's instinct.
Yeah.
And there's only so much we can teach him. It's the rest of it is instinct. He has that instinct, but again, he just has to be in those situations over and over and over again. And you can see him game to game to game, get more confidence, understanding where the ball needs to go, understanding, you know, what angles to take. And again, he's another guy needs to play twice a week, and they're going to get that. I mean, coming up here, particularly in the league season. And so I think you're going to see guys like LZ and Magoon, a guy like Miles Bird, who's just completely in his head right now because he's just trying too hard.
Yeah.
Just play. You have plenty of games. You don't have to worry about this play making or breaking your season, or getting you in or out of the rotation. If you're a younger guy, you're just going to be playing games and becoming fast and furious. And so I think, again, he's a guy who's really going to excel as we get into January and February.
Talking to Mark Ziegler here, San Diego Union Tribune on 97.3 The Fan. Aztecs play Lamar tonight at Viejas Arena. And I want to stick with Miles Bird because Chris and I were having this conversation last week. And it's kind of because he is in his head right now. Last year, he kind of tested the NBA scene. And so we were trying to figure out maybe, you know, he's had a tough start to the season. Is there anything to him, maybe, like you just said, he's in his head and he's trying too hard, but is it because he has NBA sights and he's not really playing as well as he did last year so far?
Yeah, I'm sure that's a lot to do with it. I mean, if you put yourself in his shoes, he's going to be a top 40 pick probably in the NBA draft, but he's probably not going to get a guaranteed deal. And so the wise thing at the time with his advisors, his family, everybody around him said, look, if you're not going to get a guaranteed deal, you might as well come back to school. You're still going to make some money, probably just as much as you make or more than if you get stuck in the G League. And just work on some skills and lead this team. And he loves it, San Diego State, and he knew he's going to have a leadership role. And so he came back. But I think in the back of your mind now, when you have a tough start and you're like, oh my God, I blew it. I should have come out, or my pro career is going to get ruined. And, you know, and it's hard to remember, you know, the thing that Steve Fisher used to preach all the time is rising tides float all boats. It's something, you know, it's written on the locker room wall. And it's something that he just says over and over again. And he's trying to remind kids, and it's hard when you're a young kid, look, individual stuff isn't going to matter. Us winning is what's going to get you places. And so just do things that help the team win. And so I think he's, you know, it's just really hard to sort of process all that and kind of find your groove. Now, on top of that, in his defense, you know, he had a badly, badly sprained finger, index finger on his shooting hand. He's had a hip problem. He's had an abdominal strain. And then he got the flu so bad he needed two IV bags last week and tried to play. He hasn't been in tip-top shape. He's getting closer to that now. And so I think, again, when you start seeing the games coming a little bit more frequently and he just relaxes a little bit, I think you'll see the old Miles Bird. You know, I've definitely seen it in practice. He's shown flashes in games, and he's probably not that far away. But again, he's, you know, it's probably just incredibly frustrating for him in his heart. Brian Dutcher talks about it all the time. He says the whole key to basketball is playing through your frustration. Yeah. It isn't any sport.
Yep. Got to be at your best even when it's not going good. Mark Ziegler joins us here, Union Tribune. And, Mark, I couldn't help but notice, you know, as, you know, a few guys weren't playing well and the rotation is deep, but it does seem like they are having a hard time finding rhythm. And I think that's just kind of part of the early portion of the season. But I can only imagine that when 11 different guys are going in, it's tough to find rhythm. Now, it worked in their favor. They were able to get Tae Simmons in that game against Utah Valley. If that rotation wasn't as big, maybe he doesn't get an opportunity. But I imagine that is starting to be something that the staff is talking about a little bit as you get closer and closer to league play.
100%, yeah. I mean, they're going to have to, A, establish a rotation and probably shrink it a little bit. But, you know, the problem is nobody's really standing out. I mean, Tae Simmons was the guy who was 11th guy. He's a guy who, and he knew. He goes, look, I'm a freshman. I've got an NBA prospect starting in my position and a six-year senior backing him up. You know, what am I supposed to expect? And then all of a sudden, because Magoon's, you know, he has the flu and is a little bit banged up, isn't playing great. He gets some minutes and he does something with them. So now he deserves minutes. And, you know, Jeremiah Odom's had some flashes. And then, you know, you're not going to bench Magoon. He's an NBA prospect. So they're going to have to figure these things out. And Brian Dutcher likes to say that the players sort it out ultimately. He doesn't. He goes, they just, you know, they emerge. But I think they're going to have to probably shorten it a little bit, give guys some longer stretches in there and help them internally and individually get their rhythm. Instead of just going in and out, in and out.
Talking to Mark Ziegler here, San Diego Union Tribune. I'm going to take us to the pitch, from the hardwood to the pitch. And there's some news out there that Mo Salah, who is, I don't know if he's still with Liverpool or he's out of Liverpool.
He was out of Liverpool, it sounds like.
Yeah, there's rumors that he's going to be coming to MLS. And, of course, San Diego's mind goes immediately to bring him in. What are the chances of that, you think?
You know, I was thinking of writing something later this week about that. I don't think the chances are very big at all. Mm. I mean, people draw the connection because he's you know, maybe Egypt's greatest player ever. And the primary owner of SDFC is an Egyptian billionaire. So they just say, oh, well, 1 + 1 = 2. But right. If you really drill down and start looking at it, he's under contract, right? So they're going to have to pay a transfer fee. I think a year and a half ago, Saudi Arabian team that really wants him because
That's
he's
right.
Muslim and he really fit in their league, offered Liverpool $150 million for him. And so he's not going to get $150 now because everybody knows he's leaving. But, you know, he might still command $75 or $50. Even $50 is enormous for an MLS team. I mean, this is a team that paid $12 and $5 in transfer fees last year for their two designated players in Anders Dreyer and Chucky Lozano. So that's another issue. He makes $20 million a year. I don't think they want to pay somebody $20 million a year. Their highest paid player is Chucky Lozano, and he makes $7 million, and then everyone else makes, you know, $1 or $2 million. And then he plays right wing. Well, that's Anders Dreyer's position. And other than Messi, Anders Dreyer is the best player in the league. And so you're going to, you know, kick him out so you can bring in Mo Salah, who might not even be as good for this league as he is. And then Mo Salah doesn't want to play any defense. He's been very open about that. He just feels like his offense will get affected if he has to track back and run so much. And so Liverpool changed his entire system last year to sort of allow him to sort of hang out and not have to come back. That's not going to work in a Mikey Vaz system the way SDFC plays. So I don't think, you know, if people want to draw that conclusion, but I just don't think it's going to happen unless the owner, Mohamed Mansour, just says, I don't care. I've always wanted him on one of my on my team. I don't care what it costs. Go get him. But I just don't think that's going to happen.
Well, Mark, that's why we have you, man, because you just burst everybody's bubble that thought that might happen or could be likely happen. That we don't. And it's the funny part about the MLS here in San Diego. We're still learning the intricacies of how, you know,
rosters,
bringing players here, rosters here. So,
it's different.
It is. We appreciate you clarifying that for us, and we always appreciate your time talking some Aztecs.
I say that, and then, you know, tomorrow will be breaking news. Mo Salah signing with him.
That's actually a good problem for you to have.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't think it's going to happen, though.
Mark, thank you for your time, man. Thank you. We'll talk to you again down the line.
Yep. Talk to you guys. See ya.
Mark Ziegler, San Diego Union Tribune, talking some Aztecs. And a little bonus question there from Mr. Scraby. I didn't know you had that in you, man.
Yeah. I've been thinking a lot about this Mo Salah thing.
Yeah, sure you have. All guests on 97.3 The Fan, join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Off to break we go. Daily Gambit up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.